Time now for Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Did you have a good Labor Day?
I did. Yeah, I was on air.
Very good.
Monday morning.
That's right. You were.
Yeah.
Well, it's starting to feel like fall. So, what's your favorite thing to eat in cooler weather?
Apple pie, maybe?
Oh, boy, did you just tee this up right. We are talking today about the fall festivals. Now, just because summer is winding down doesn't mean our outdoor love and activity around food has to stop.
Right.
The fall festival has been around, grew out of harvests and farmers markets. Then they became religious offerings. And then, of course, everything changed in Munich when Oktoberfest was founded in 1810. So there are several coming up I wanted to cover real quickly. And honestly, I've never been to any of them, and I'm going to try to hit them all. So Brouhaha happens this weekend, Friday, February 5th from 5 to 8:30. This is the 19th year, and it is sponsored by Habitat for Humanity. It's a fundraiser for that organization. It is held out at the Heartwood Preserve at 145th near Dodge. There will be 80 breweries and all kinds of local food.
80 from around the area?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Huh.
With live music. And what I really liked is there's a it is a ticketed event. There's a special ticket price for designated drivers, which is brilliant. Some of the things I'm looking forward to trying, there will be an offering from La Colona, which you, I'm sure you know, is the tiki bar in the Old Market.
I know of it. I've not been, but I've seen
photos. Oh, it's so fun.
Photos.
I'm wondering if they're going to bring out their flaming drinks to the Brouhaha.
Yeah.
There's a bakery called Sugar Mamas that I've not tried.
Okay.
And just specially for you, La Bonita Taco Truck.
Oh.
I've not tried their tacos before, but
I'm intrigued.
They are very friendly to gluten-free.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around 80 breweries.
Right?
But okay.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Moving on. There will also be the Fields of Flight, which is the Balloon Festival. It's the same night from 5:30 to 9, and it's at Dittmer's Orchard and Vineyard in Council Bluffs. So you could hit one at one end of town and one at another end of town, which is great. And there, it's a ticketed event also, but it's per car.
Okay.
So what you'll have available there, and this is a benefit for the American Cancer Society, balloon flights, music, and I'm really intrigued about a balloon glow at dusk.
Yeah,
so I'm planning
beautiful.
To see that. Here's the food I'm most excited to try. They make a tater ribbon, which is using a whole baked potato, put it into a spiral, and fry it up. But then they take it to the next level and make it nacho tater ribbon. So then they add the taco meat, the lettuce, tomato, cheese, sour cream. That sounds divine.
And again, it's per car ticket, but not per balloon. If you show up by a balloon,
maybe
you
just
sneak in.
Just jump in. That's a great idea. I want to see you do that. And then the Applejack Festival is happening later this month. It's two weekends, September 19th and September 27th. All apple-themed in Nebraska City. This thing is huge. It's at various locations and farms around Nebraska City. Have you been?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
Has it always been two weekends?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's expanded in the last few years. So you know there's a classic car show, there's a craft and vendor fair, there's extreme bull riding. Not sure I'm going to participate, just watch that thing. Lots of family activities, rides, apple picking, all kinds of apple food. You can get an Apple Bites passport and take it around and get it punched, and then you get a prize, and a cider stroll passport. So,
nice.
You know, apple-themed everything. There'll be cider,
apple pie,
slushies, fritters, salads, donuts, caramel apples.
Mm-mm.
And then they have a Nebraska to the core ice cream, which is vanilla bean ice cream with apple swirls and streusel.
Wow.
Sounds
okay.
Really good.
Mm.
Before I go, Jeff, I just want to ask you, why did the apple stop in the middle of the road?
I have no idea.
Because he was all out of juice.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
All right, Diane Watson, Dish Omaha. Thanks very much.
See you next week.